This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Of course, I'm waiting till the show starts to start choking. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. For the first time, well, not since World War II. Not since World War II. Not since then have there been as many refugees as we see today. Some sources put the number of displaced people at more than 60 million, including 8 million internally displaced Syrians. The refugees have to go somewhere, so they end up in huge camps that become breeding grounds for disease, terrorism, and misery. The world response to this crisis is about what you'd imagine, halting, confused, and critically underfunded. The U.S. has given more than $4 billion to Syrian refugees alone, making the United States the biggest contributor by far. Private U.S. charities have given twice that much, but most of the economic burden for refugees falls on the host country. Enter Kenya. In Kenya, the government has said enough is enough. They're eliminating the ministry in charge of refugees and closing two huge camps with 600,000, mostly Somali and South Sudanese refugees. That's where they're taking shelter. The humanitarian disaster that sent these people fleeing their homes will be nothing compared to the catastrophe of sending them back. The Kenyan government said Friday it will close two refugees camps. This is coming from the Philadelphia Tribune. Including one of the world's biggest due to a lack of security and economic challenges as human rights groups condemned the plan. The closure of the camps will have adverse effects and the international community should collectively take responsibility for the humanitarian needs that arise. According to Karanja Kabisho, Permanent Secretary at the Interior Ministry. The government has disbanded the Department of Refugee Affairs, which works with humanitarian organizations looking after the welfare of refugees, according to Kabisho. The voluntary repatriation process is an agreement signed by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. The Kenyan government and the Somali government in 2013 has been very slow. That whole process has. He said Kenya has been hosting the refugees for nearly 25 years. Now, get that. 25 years. And there's a reason I'm bringing this up. 25 years. They've been camped. They've been camped. The camps targeted for closure are Dadaab and Kakuma. Dadaab in eastern Kenya is the largest with more than 328,000 refugees, mainly Somalis escaping conflict in their war-torn country that is struggling to defeat an insurgency led by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab insurgents. The Kakuma camp hosts 190,000, the majority of them South Sudanese escaping civil war in their country. Kabisho said the camps have bred terrorists from Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab has vowed attacks on Kenya for sending troops to Somalia to fight the militants as part of the African Union forces, bolstering Somalia's weak government. two attackers in the September 21st Westgate Mall in Nairobi, that incident in which 63 people were killed, lived in the Kakuma camp. It's not the first time Kenya has threatened to send home the refugees, and international rights groups condemned the move. Human Rights Watch said in a statement, officials have not provided credible evidence linking Somali refugees to any terrorist attacks in Kenya. Human Rights Watch is not aware of any convictions of Somali refugees in connection with any attack in Kenya. Amnesty International said the move is reckless and could lead to the involuntary return of refugees to countries where their lives could still be in danger. Kenya is telling the rest of the world to cut bait or fish when it comes to resettling the refugees. In typical UN fashion, the 25-year process of sending these people home has proceeded at a snail's pace. There are glaciers on this planet that have moved faster and farther than this process has in the 25 years. The question is, are they actually going to send these people on their way home? For a lot of people, this is not a realistic option. It's logistically very challenging. There's no way that the UN could possibly feed and care for 600,000 people on the march who are hundreds of miles from home. So Kenya, while they're trying to be serious about getting more help and speeding the process of resettlement, felt that this was the only option to wake the world up and take notice of their plight. And the world is listening now, but here's the problem. We're about to watch Europe fall due to refugees. This becomes a matter of national security at some point. Certainly, all of the refugees coming over the borders everywhere out there, including in Kenya, are not terrorists. However, there's only two things they can do. They can go in there and try to weed them out, or they can just send them lock, stock, and barrel home. And I vote for lock, stock, and barrel. What's going on right now is a little bit like trying to figure out who the Viet Cong were during the Vietnam War. It was a little bit... It's a country saying that, hey, look at me. I did a good thing. I've taken these people, and 25 years later, they're still here. Some of these people have grown up in these camps. I can no longer sustain this. I know you think you're in charge, UN, but we are a sovereign country, after all, Kenya is, and we will do what we want. And they may very well, you know, at gunpoint, start these people on their way. It may take some time. I'm sure it's going to make a lot of people mad. But this is the world in which, you know, if you're not going to be strong militarily, if you're not going to be diligent when it comes to letting people into your country, when it's just come one, come all, when you open up the borders, when you get out there and say compassion rules, well, what follows compassion when you're letting all that happen, when you're letting that tsunami of people come through, what follows on there is chaos. Chaos follows. And right now, in what we see in Europe is like what we saw the other day with that girl in Vienna, Austria, where she was beaten up, she was robbed, and the Viennese police said, maybe you should dye your hair and not dress that way, because that's their signal that we can't do anything about it, because there's way too many of them. Now all of these European countries are sitting around trying to figure out how to make the world turn the other way. Let's go back in time before this happened. The whole thing about, well, let's use the Muslims to prop up our failing welfare system, that's about to be abandoned, because that's not working out either. Sharia brings its own financial system. So we will see where that goes. I've got a few general things I wanted to cover today. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, who very shortly you can come and meet me and him in Louisville, Kentucky, but that's coming up second hour. But I'm going to cover a couple of general things, just because all of this leads to us having to take up arms in the long run. That's where it all leads. Never let that far from your mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If the power to tax is the power to destroy, then what of the power to withhold federal funding for education or highways from the states from which the monies were really originally extracted? What kind of power is that then? John Marshall wrote, "The power to tax is the power to destroy," in his opinion in the decision of McCulloch versus Maryland about 19 decades back. It is curious that John Marshall, previously a member of the convention in Virginia empowered to ratify the Constitution, did not align with Patrick Henry, George Mason, and others of the anti-federalist position when they earlier cautioned of the same danger and made the same observation. The anti-federalists raised the objection to the ratification of the Constitution, noting that if the federal government was allowed to levy taxes within the states, the result would be the inevitable domination of the federal government over the states. The federal government would eventually possess the power to destroy the sovereignty of each state. This is something they talked about back then. And that wisdom, you just don't see that anymore. Enter the federal income tax. Not even the anti-federalists saw this coming, for it undoes all the safeguards and balances between the states and the federal government. Money is extracted from the people of all the states, and the people are then required to elect, or if you will, hire representatives to go to Washington, D.C., and then beg for the money to return in some reduced amount to the state from which it was originally extracted. Now, let me point out right about here that the federal government does not make money. It either extracts or prints money. The money isn't the federal government, so they think it is. Now, how does this money paid in eventually return toward the source, and by whose discretion? There are bridge projects and super digs like in Boston and the like, but there's also funding for the staples of the state, such as road maintenance and education. States have been placed in a condition in which they must now rely on certain federal funding, return of taxes to themselves, to fund these functions. And here is where this game is played. And by now, we know the game all too well. And I'm not going to try to explain this game, okay? The lobbyists in the closed-loop economy between New York City and Washington, D.C. are there for anyone who wants to look at them. But the way that this nefarious coercion is being applied in today's political environment is remarkable. And it's cutting new trail now. It's breaking new ground. North Carolina, as is its right, has decided that designated bathrooms in the state are for those born to a designated sex. This is how it has been for hundreds of years. And that is how they want it to remain. There is no discrimination. There is only the necessary and civilized reality. And it seems reasonable and benign, and in fact, it truly really is. Especially when you sit back and ponder that it worked really well for many, 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 many years. Then there's the lists of sanctuary cities in the United States. They refuse to comply with federal immigration law. They each directly or indirectly receive federal money. To be fair, the money in question is money partially extracted via taxation from them and then returned to them in funding. Now, this occurs even though they violate federal immigration law. It is understood by all parties and with little objection that laws have been passed, Title IX, I believe it is, that makes it clear that people cannot lose opportunity or be discriminated against due to their sex. Legislation legally presented and passed by the proper authorities. Yet, now we have critical language which has been altered outside the legislative process by certain powers approved by this administration, and now changes due to sex to due to sexual orientation. and this now demands that choice prevails over physical realities or birth certificates. One more avoidance of the constitutional legislative encumberment, you know, the arrangement. So the question at hand right now today is this. If the federal government demanded adherence to law and legal behavior, and if it was to use the heavy-handed withholding of federal funding, which entities would be deprived of in order to force compliance of law? Those states obeying and maintaining law are those states openly violating law. Who would they aim this at? North Carolina is acting fully within its sovereignty and wishing to maintain the arrangement it has rightfully and legally enforced for decades. And it's being threatened with the non-return of money to its state by the federal government. In addition to Pearl Jam not coming there now, federal funding for education is being withheld from North Carolina. Federal funding continues for sanctuary cities. If there was a time for the governors of the states to align themselves against coercion of the federal government, it is now. It should be unconstitutional for the federal government to withhold monies extracted from the population of those states in order to coerce a state or states to the whims of an administration. Here's what should happen. Right about now, the governor of North Carolina should be instructing the local businesses there. He can't instruct the businesses outside of the state to do this because, well, they're outside of the state. But he should be instructing them at this time. We now sort of exist in a state of war with the United States of America. They're using extortion as a tool. We can call it coercion, but it's extortion. They're saying either do this or else. The mafia, I think, call that protection or insurance. So they're doing that, and he should be instructing them to stop sending withholding taxes and stop. Pay them to the employees, or pay them to him. Pay him to the state. And then think if this happened 5 or 6 or 7 different times. Also think at the same time while we're looking at this, that at the same time, states and cities that are sanctuary cities are not being penalized at all by the feds for breaking the law. They're breaking federal immigration law. They should be put in jail. And yet they still receive funding for their education, their roads, and probably a little bit for those immigrants. Immigrants where a indigenous group getting welfare is going to look at, they're looking at like $4,000. Illegal immigrants get about $6,000. So they're milking the system. Almost time to fight. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, let's take stock real quick. What have we covered so far? We've talked about how Kenya is being looked upon by disdain of being, and, you know, UN is going to, hey, Big Bear. They're being looked at and being told by the UN, you can't throw out all of those would-be terrorists out of your country. That wouldn't be nice. Just now, I was talking about how the states are being extorted by the feds so that they can, you know, the feds are saying, well, it's no longer about how you were born, what sex you were born with. It's about what you think you are. And that's how you have to roll, states. Some states are saying no. Let's talk about another moment in this very unlawful administration's recent history that is a clear cut. All of this is, these are all clear cut indicators that all of these players out there, all of these players that want to come for our guns, one, they do not have a grasp of the situation. They really don't. Two, what they are involved in is very deceitful. It is nefarious. It is illegal. And we, you know, I'm just waiting to see if somebody goes to jail. But anyway, it was revealed from the highest level that the Obama White House has been downright deceptive and has lied to the American public and media about the nuclear deal with Iran, as well as carrying on secret bilateral negotiations with Iran. Take that up right upside your head, mainstream media. I hope you enjoyed that little stinging shot. Now that you too have to go through a background check, which is, that's hilarious. I can't possibly write it. There's no way I could write that. In spite of her arguments by the Obama administration to the contrary, it's been clear from the beginning that the nuclear deal with Iran, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action signed on July 14, 2015, is not going to stop the Iranian effort to develop nuclear weapons. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama optimistically sent a message to Iran in March 2015 that a nuclear agreement could lead to a better path, the path of greater opportunities for the Iranian people. These greater opportunities materialized on May 8, 2016, with the announcement that they had successfully tested a ballistic missile with a 1,240-mile range capable of reaching Israel with full accuracy, in spite of the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 of July 20th, 2015, that calls on Iran not to launch tests of ballistic missiles. This was the third test by Iran. I don't think Iran is down with your game plan, UN. One of the two missiles fired in March 2016 carried the slogan, Israel must be wiped out. By chance, the testing coincided with the publication of the extraordinary revealing article by David Samuels in the New York Times on May the 8th, 2016 on Ben Rhodes, the boy wonder of the Obama White House, the single most influential voice next to the president, shaping American foreign policy. Rhodes is officially the Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications in the Obama administration, but he's really the spin doctor narrating or fabricating fantasies or half-truths to the mainstream media, and he, you know, he arrogantly seems to despise them, which is fine. You can despise them all. What's up, Keener? The willingness of the media to consume and disseminate the inaccurate information given them has long been known, but the full extent to which the media was spun is only just now being revealed, which, once again, while they're having to deal with the indignities of background checks, the fact that they just figured out they've been lied to by some players is funny. Now, if it wasn't so serious, I'd be laughing right now. The main revelation was that Rhodes presented the story of negotiations on the nuclear deal with Iran as having started in 2013 due to the fact that the moderates in Iran, led by Hassan Rouhani, had won the election and become president. The moderates, therefore, were influential and were willing to make a deal with the United States. And the media believed this, though it was disputed by well-informed individuals such as Leon Panetta, former Secretary of Defense, who denied any such division between hard and soft Iranians. Rhodes, with evident contempt, regards previous decision makers on Iran and Iraq, the Washington Foreign Policy Establishment, or the Blob, as he calls it, which includes Hillary Clinton, as morons. Liberals just eat their own. Rhodes' spin was false. The negotiations with Iran had in fact started earlier in 2012, before Rouhani was elected. The White House deliberately spun the view that Iran moderates wanted peace with the U.S. and with the Middle East neighbors, which, you know, what is important is his contempt for the media as well as for the Washington establishment. Rhodes observed that news bureaus today do not have foreign bureaus as they used to have, and they therefore called the White House to find out what was happening. The result is that most of the news outlets are reporting on world affairs from Washington. Rhodes said the average reporter he talks to is 27 years old and literally knows nothing. I would have never thought that, ever. The White House therefore shapes the news and has particular journalists that can use for spreading it and validating what the White House gives them to say. As Samuels writes, the way in which most Americans have heard the story of the nuclear deal was largely manufactured for the purpose of selling the deal. The consensus in the U.S. today is that the Iran deal was a major political blunder. Of the two main adversaries during the discussion, most informed commentators would agree that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who opposed the deal, was right and Obama was wrong. The issue is not stated in Samuel's article, but it is worth remembering how the media accepted the White House spin on Netanyahu's speech to Congress on March 3, 2015. Their presentation was that House Speaker John Boehner had invited the Israeli Prime Minister, a foreign leader, to address Congress without first consulting Obama. Boehner suggested that Netanyahu comment on the threats stemming from radical Islam as well as from Iran. It was understood that he would discuss critically and would oppose the Iran negotiations. Two factors.
are involved in the White House attempt to prevent him from speaking. First expressed by the media was on the wisdom of the invitation because Netanyahu was going to criticize the Obama policy. Though most of Congress expressed opposition to the negotiations, there was a genuine difference of opinion on them. Obama believed and still appears to believe that a deal in which Iran agreed to limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions was the way to stop Iran from developing a nuclear program. Let's go ahead and they got $150 billion back, and they've done their third test of a ballistic missile that can now reach Israel with slogans that says death to Israel. Working out good. Netanyahu argued that the sanctions on Iran, the removal of which was the real reason for their willingness to negotiate, should not be removed. In fact, they should have been increased. Then, the second factor was the White House spin, which the media highlighted that the invitation was unconstitutional. Either Rhodes or someone else in the White House invented something called the Presidential Protocol. The White House spokesperson on January 20, 2015, slightly off the point, informed the media that the typical protocol would suggest that the leader of the country would contact the leader of another country when he is traveling there. The media, though few of whom are, they're not constitutional lawyers, claimed that such an invitation had no precedent in American history. So, guess what? The media bought the White House spin and the deception that to oppose the nuclear deal was to support Israel against the Obama administration. That made the state of Israel a partisan issue. Now they have to flip on and heat up their radar and been looking towards Iran to see what kind of blips may be headed their way one day. And this is the harbinger of something very bad. Because we'll be drawn into it, and this time if we go into it, we better be going in with the intention of cleaning their clogs. Oh, I forgot, we don't have the military to do that. Now what? We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. We will entertain phone calls from Dr. Joy callers as well. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Next week, I'm going to be setting up and I'm going to be hanging out with people that some of whom I've never met before. We'll be hanging out with Dr. John there in the chat room and Rob Morris and Kerry Davis from Dark Angel and Mike Parks from Agency Arms and John Johnston from Ballistic Radio, Tim Harmson, Military Arms Channel, Hickok 45. I mean, just, you know, Masadu Yub, Rick Ector, people you've heard here. I'm going to be hanging out with them, but before that happens, and that'll all be starting happening on the 19th. On the 15th, well, there's going to be a TV special on called Under the Gun, which takes, this is how they're saying it, takes a deep dive into gun violence in America and paints the NRA as the villain behind a mastermind plot to foil common sense measures meant to reduce the death toll wrought by gun violence, which is already plunging, you know. There's nothing like politicizing something that's already going the way you want it to go. Katie Couric. She says, we show there is the impact of the gun lobby at every turn, whether it comes to the computerization of records and the ability of the ATF to trace weapons or whether it comes to studying gun violence as a public health issue. It's almost like a puzzle how all this fits together in a lack of serious action on the part of legislators and the public. She goes on to say that the film is not about attacking the Second Amendment, but stemming the tide of gun violence, which, like I said, is stemming already. It's already going down. It's at historic lows, 20-year, 25-year lows. But the documentary reads like a laundry list against the lobby group. They argue mainly represents firearm manufacturer interests, which is not true. From my time with Gun Owners of America, I can tell you categorically that if you looked at Gun Owners of America and you thought they were taking in all of this money from gun manufacturers, you'd be surprised to find out they didn't get a dime from gun manufacturers. I'm sure there are individuals within the gun manufacturing community that may donate some money to the NRA, But at the same time, I kind of have to wonder about that because the NRA is incorporated. I don't know exactly how that works. They could donate money to Gun Owners of America because they were a 501c. The NRA is incorporated. The film's website goes further by attempting to put a wedge between that constitutional right and the NRA by appealing to us, the gun owners. It calls on us to cast the gun lobby aside, according to the message for gun owners. Let's see. Here's the message. Reject the NRA. Does the NRA speak for you, or do you support common-sense gun reforms like universal background checks and closing the loopholes that let dangerous people purchase guns? Join with other responsible gun owners and quit the NRA. Tear up your card, post it on social media, and send them a powerful message. According to the film, the NRA does not speak for the majority of gun owners or even its members, which only consist of 6 to 7% of the nation's gun owners. At Gun Owners of America, I can tell you right now that they've got an email list that people have signed up for that's 4 times the size of their membership. And what they do is they send them email bulletins, much like the NRA ILA does and much like the Second Amendment Foundation does. And out of these, this is where the lobbying effort becomes, in addition to a media onslaught and everything else. So while, yes, they are exactly right, most people do not belong to a gun rights group. That most people that own guns don't. But the fact of the matter is this. It's a very, 7 million members is nothing to sneeze about. So they argue that most gun owners don't join the NRA because they agree with its leadership's political stance. Oh, they join because they get discounts at gun ranges and other benefits, not because they oppose background checks on gun purchases. The NRA declined to comment on this. That's probably because they looked at it and said, this is so stupid, I'm not dignifying this with an answer. Let me pick it up, if I can. That's about as far from the truth as I can think of. There's a lot of things that you get with a gun that has NRA all over it. Most of it's to join. Chief among the issues raised in the film is a 1986 bill that dramatically limited the authority of the ATF. The Firearm Owners Protection Act was a direct result of the NRA lobbying Congress, according to William Vizard, a 27-year veteran of the ATF, the federal agency which processes other law enforcement agencies' requests to trace the origins of firearms used in crimes, has been prohibited for the past 30 years from maintaining a computerized record of gun sales because of the law. Last year, they received more than 364,000 trace requests globally. That number has ballooned from just a few thousand in 1989. They receive more than 1 million records each month that it needs to sift through manually. Once we receive about 10,000 boxes in process, the floor will collapse, so we actually have to store the records in shipping containers outside, which means they're not doing anything with it. That's what all that boils down to. They're not really able to do anything with it. They're also limited to conducting just one inspection of a gun dealer in a year, which doesn't have the resources to do anyway because of the sheer number of dealers in the country. That's hardly our fault. In this nation, the way they do things within the ATF, it surprises me they're not funded. I really don't get that. I don't understand how that's fallen through the cracks. Now, one thing as far as I'm concerned, the ATF could go away completely and let the FBI handle it. FBI handles criminal matters. And that's what the ATF should be handling, not matters that have to do with me. The Brady Center argues, because 90% of guns used in crime can be traced to 5% of the country's gun dealers, that the gun dealers, these bad apples, should be also pursued. But there's a struggle between tracing the crime guns and maintaining gun rights. An electronic database of gun purchases would make it easier for them. That's a registry. Okay, can we just call it what it is? It's a registry. It's not a database. It's a registry. And then the government can use that to track what guns law-abiding Americans are buying and then use that knowledge to take away their firearms. Gun rights advocates argue this. I argue this. Everybody argues this. Even some law enforcement agencies think the ATF is a database they can use to quickly process trace requests, but the reality is they're all processed by hand, leaving about 30% of them failing to yield any results for criminal investigators, which means what about the ones they never get to? Katie Couric was the executive producer and narrator, and it's set to be released this coming Sunday, just days before we all get together in Louisville. And The documentary opens with several people walking into a room, several chairs set up in a circle with all the feel of an AA meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous. Members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League take their seats, and an off-camera voice, Couric, asks the participants by a show of hands, "How many of you are carrying guns now?" To which all of them reply by raising their hands. Then follows a montage of historic events. President Ronald Reagan saying civilians should not be allowed to carry loaded guns in public. The John F. Kennedy assassination. Robert Kennedy's push towards gun control for criminals and the mentally ill and his eventual assassination. The Martin Luther King assassination. The Johnson signing of gun control legislation. And finally, a statement by NRA President Harold Glasson in 1968. Saying the group has fought long and hard to keep guns out of the hands of the criminal, the juvenile, and the mental misfits. Another newscaster fades into view talking about how the NRA was taken control of by a small group of dissidents at its Cincinnati convention in 1977. Another anchor member mentions the Reagan assassination attempt in 1981. And another, the Firearms Protection Act of 1986, which worked to weaken this country's gun control laws. Another voice says that violent crime will be increased as a result of this legislation, and the timeline advances to 1991, and the mass shooting at a Luby cafeteria in Killeen, Texas, or the worst shooting in U.S. history, as they say. Clinton saying, "I'll pass the Brady, if you pass it, I'll sign it," followed by Wayne LaPierre saying, "They will take away every gun you own." This isn't even a documentary. This is editing. This is culling a bunch of old footage together and editing it to make a story. And, the Luby's cafeteria occurred inside a gun-free zone. I've heard all the testimony about Luby's cafeteria I need to hear. All the motion graphics and all this other stuff that, I don't much care what they have to say. I'm going to be having a good time. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, The World According to Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.